6-2-2-3-7.
Not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. It is Wednesday, February 22nd, 2012, and you have with you on this beautiful day in the state of Minnesota, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Yes, I'm sorry, it's true, he's back.
Sorry,
folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. The conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice of pro-murderers, the pro-choicers as they wish to call themselves, wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise, we are them Americans, we are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome to the show. Now, if you'd like to go to our website, please do. It's sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or go to Bradley Dean on my Facebook. By the way, I just posted the comparisons and the parallel and the correlation. Well, I shouldn't say the correlation, sorry. The comparisons between Osama and Obama. I said, what's the difference? We got difference. We got national feedback from that. We got into a little heat, folks, for telling you the truth. If you'd like to check that out, that's on my Facebook as well. Bradley Dean on my Facebook. That's double E. Bradley Dean on my Facebook. And again, I thank you for those that are high-fiving. Let's stay busy because we are winning the day in Jesus' name. The other thing with that, too, is I also posted the response from the president. My first letter that I sent to him back in June, I just received a response from him. It went out on WorldNet Daily yesterday. A tremendous response. And what I did today is I posted it. There's going to be a we're going to put a fleece out there. We're going to put a press release out nationwide tomorrow on the letter and as to what my response is to his response. Pretty shallow, folks. But if you'd like to see that, I posted that on my Facebook as well. Or, folks, what you can do if you'd like to follow is my Twitter, which is BradleyDean1. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter, it's BradleyDean1. And if you'd like to be a part of the show today, folks, please call 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. It's interesting because we get emails all the time. We get phone calls off the air. They don't want to go on the air. Folks, it's okay to go on the air. And with that, it's important that you go out on the air to let people know what your thoughts are. It's great to hear from you. This is what this show is about. It's about you. It's about interaction, and it's about bringing about change together, because we can do this together, and we will do this together. So again, folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, please do. Not going to bite you. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio. And it's also important for all you patriots, you conservatives, and especially you Christians out there. You're all one and the same if you look at it from the bedrock of Scripture. Where you compromise, you lose. So you have to eradicate the leaven in the lump that leavens the whole lump. You got to get rid of the foxes that spoil the vine. I think you get the point. Another shout out. Folks, this up-and-coming election is not about the survival of Obama. It is about the survival of America, and forget it not. In about 2 seconds here, Jake's going to show you and give you the definition of a tyrant out of a tyrant's mouth, because America is not Obama, and Obama is not America. Jake?
And you must choose, please. Obama or America.
And that's really what it comes down to.
One nation under government or one nation under God. Let's listen.
You won't be ruled by God, then you're going to be ruled by tyrants.
That's right.
Boy, that sounds familiar. Ben Franklin.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Sharp guy.
Yeah.
And then helped establish a republic, which we have right now.
Implemented prayer.
If we can keep it.
Yeah.
So, folks, I want you to hear what One Nation Under Government has to say about America.
Whenever Congress refuses to act, Joe and I, we're going to act.
Can you believe this?
In the months to come.
Listen to him.
All 30 people.
Wherever we have an opportunity, we're going to take steps on our own to keep this economy moving. And with or without Congress, every day I'm going to be continuing to fight with them. I do hope Congress joins me.
Wait, stop. I do hope Congress joins me.
But if they don't.
In other words, I hope they do what I say, because if they don't do what I say, then me and Joe are going to act, and then we'll demonize them by playing the class warfare act again on a daily basis, divide and conquer.
Right.
Folks, this is the definition of a tyrant.
Yep.
Who does Congress represent, folks? We the people. And he's saying we won't be legged down by Congress. We'll act without them.
Mm-hmm.
No, this is the definition of a tyrant. Folks, it doesn't get any worse than this.
Declaration of Independence. They noted a tyrant at their time. And they said he has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with manly firmness his invasions on the rights of the people.
This is a supposed Christian king named King George.
Yep. Sounds like what Obama just said. Hey, here's another one. He has erected a multitude of new offices.
Czars.
And sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their substance.
16,000 new IRS agents.
He has refused his assent to laws, the most wholesome and necessary for the public good.
Not knowing that it's the law that makes the king.
Exactly. Where he gets
this is wonderful. Keep going, dude.
For taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the forms of governments. I'm going to fundamentally transform.
The Saul Alinsky student declared.
That's right. White guy a long time ago, professing Christian. Black guy now. Both leaders.
Dedicate their book to Lucifer. He's acting in accordance, isn't he?
He's forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance unless suspended in their operation till his assent should be obtained. And when he's suspended, he's utterly neglected to attend to them.
Folks, you got the Sons of Liberty, Bradley and Jake. Do give us a call or check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Folks, a quick heads up. We are working on a second hour right now due to the response of our listenership because since January, our listenership has doubled. So we thank you for that. Back to Jacob, the other guy, V.
So tyranny, obviously, have a constitution that is supposed to be followed, a constitution which gives powers to three branches of government. You have the executive branch right now saying that he's going to cast off the legislative branch, which is the branch that represents the people, which is also the branch that holds a majority of all the powers. You can combine the judicial branch and the executive branch together, and still, together, those two branches do not have the power that's equivalent to what's in the judicial, or excuse me, in the legislative branch. But as King George was so good at doing, proving his tyrannies, and I just read five grievances off of the Declaration of Independence that are specific to what this president is doing now today. And you heard it out of his own lips, folks. Not ashamed. Not trying to craft his words so that they could have two meanings.
Well, why would they be?
One
because America
meaning.
Is just complaining about the guy.
Surrounded by, 20 people that clap when he says that. I mean, it's like clapping for your own destruction. Yeah, I'm next to you on the butcher block. Woohoo! Yeah. Thanks, Obama!
Maybe he'll hire me for one of his positions in his administrative office, too. I could be one of his Zhao's. I'll even get a t-shirt that says Zhao on it.
As long as I say that I'm a Christian, maybe
totally.
You'll put me out there, too.
Now, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like that guy from Congress is in here.
Bounty Flight?
Bounty Flight, okay, that little mouth.
Yeah, you know, maybe President Obama would give me a position on his one of his Zhao's or something after I retire.
He's to be honored after pedophilia and crimes against nature.
You know,
yeah.
I'm retiring because of all the great service I've done to America.
Yeah,
you know,
no shame, no shame at all.
Shame, what shame? I don't know what shame is.
Tyranny, Webster's 1828, arbitrary or despotic, exercise of power, the exercise of power over subjects and others with a rigor not authorized, listen carefully, right, by law or justice. Mm-hmm. Oh, then you wonder why everybody in his administration is acting outside of the scope of power. Well, there you have it right there, folks. Tyranny means cruel government. Unresisted and cruel power, absolute monarchy, cruelly administered. severity, rigor, inclemency, the tyranny of the open night as it gives out. Pretty crazy stuff, folks. You want to hear that again? Play it again, Kerry.
Whenever Congress refuses to act, Joe and I, we're going to act.
This is
in the months to come.
Listen,
I'm in.
Wherever we have an opportunity, we're.
Hang on. I'm doing my best, folks, for those that don't read their Bibles and 68% of the professed Christians don't know the word anyways. It's important that everybody understands my name is Barack Hussein Obama. I can do whatever I want because for the most part, people are too stupid to figure it out anyways. So when I say that, I'm going to act anyways. I'm just basically saying if they don't fall in line, I'm going to do it regardless. Okay. So you know what? It doesn't really matter what they do or say, because I'm just going to keep doing what I want to do anyways.
Yeah, because
until
McConnell
somebody stands up to me and stops me, that's not going to happen. And the humor of it all is the wonder of all the worlds is how one person is doing this in the face of 303 million people.
Especially when they're representative, knowing full well that Mitch is going to yell at him. And,
sure.
Mr. Boehner will scream and yell.
Right.
And thanks again for screaming, Mr. Boehner, Mr. McConnell. You know,
good
really
job.
Appreciate it. You're making this look real. You
that,
know, like there's actually a struggle here.
Let's go and have a drink tonight, guys. Did a great job. Demis, Republicans, come on. Let's go get something to eat. Y'all work for the man. You know you do.
Meet me on the golf course?
Yes. Hey, well, let's go watch some pro wrestling first.
Golf.
So we can be inundated and deceived.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Lessons.
Yes.
Lessons. And then we'll go golfing?
Totally.
Is that that did happen.
That's totally
right. Put your hand on my shoulder, Mr. Boehner, and just hoot and holler.
Yeah.
But as you know, me and Joe, not Joe Mama, Joe Biden, the Vice President.
Joe Mama,
you know,
no.
The President of the Senate.
It ain't Joe Mama.
No.
No.
Joe Mama's not going along with this.
No.
But we're going to go do what we want to do.
I don't know Muslims talk like that anyways.
I'm not sure.
Joe Mama?
Jive?
No, I don't.
Do they jive?
I've never seen it.
No. They don't get down to the roots, do a little jiving?
I've never seen it. And if I haven't seen it with my own eyes, I can't tell you.
Is that the rain? You going to roots?
No.
Don't
want to
go
there.
Roots?
No. Let's stay on course here. So.
Tyranny. Tyranny exemplified, folks. Right out of your mouth. Not ashamed. Not crafting it. Not saying it a different way. But literally going back to the Declaration of Independence, it would seem to me, reading it and saying, how do I take tips to become a good tyrant? I'll read about King George.
But I think the thing is.
Yes.
Is the fact that, you know, due to the fact that he's doing these things, he's usurping power again.
Yep.
The last thing I want you to do is question his faith.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Because we've seen what happened with Santorum last week when he said Obama's agenda is based on some phony theology.
Uh-huh.
Not a theology based on the Bible. A different theology, and then later suggested that the president practices a different kind of Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me interject, a lack thereof.
Yep.
And immediately thereafter, Mr. Robert Gibbs, former clown, to
Mr. Carney?
Yeah, to Mr. Carney.
He stepped down.
That's right. Yeah. He had to.
Yeah.
Robert Gibbs, former advisor to President Barack Hussein Obama, said that Rick Santorum went well over the line when he questioned Obama's Christian values. Wow, can you believe that, folks? In other words, you're not supposed to question who I am.
Come on.
Gibbs goes on and tells ABC News this week that it's time to get rid of this mindset in our politics that if we disagree, we have to question character and faith. Folks, keep in mind. Now, I'm sorry. Keep out of mind that the president just last week attacked the faith of the Christian church. But don't question his faith.
Yeah, he's the
and
president,
don't attack
though.
His faith.
That's right. He's the president.
Well, let me say this,
respect
Mr. Gibbs.
Office.
Let me say this to Mr. Gibbs. What happened to Obama's declaration which stated transparency and the rule of law will be the touchstones of this presidency? Who do you think you're talking to, Mr. Gibbs? What, some paid scoundrel in Obama's administration? Let me tell you who you are talking to. You're talking to the American people who have been eating the fruit of Obama's unlawful and unchristian administration since his first day in office. A man in private and a man in public are one and the same. Obama's faith is an expression of who he is and what he does. The act cannot be apart from the actor. You can always tell a stick if it's crooked by laying a straight one next to it. And in the same way, you can tell if someone is acting unlawfully or unconstitutionally by weighing their actions next to the guess what? The Constitution. You can also judge a man's Christianity by judging him according to his fruit, the way that Jesus commanded the church to do so, the same way you do a tree when it bears forth fruit. Again, this is like King George decrying anyone who questioned his Christianity while he was attacking our forefathers who resisted him tooth and nail for his unlawful and unchristian tactics. Again, Jake read the Declaration of Independence. You can also read the usurpations.
That's right. The grievances. And you know, the difference between our founders and the difference between what's happening right now is our founders responded and would accept no other and put it down on paper and said, nope, you're gone.
That's right. And by the way, so is the Black Regiment. The preachers of the day, hand in glove, the George Whitefields of the day, listen carefully. It was the Black Regiment, the preachers of the day, that literally scared the hell out of King George. Mm-hmm. Because it was the preachers doing their job by sending forth tracts to the colonies to warn the people what the tyrant was doing. That was the church's job, and it still is. Folks, I didn't know, speaking of Obama's faith, I didn't know that it was the job of Christians to advocate what God condemns. It's time to draw the line, folks, the difference between the sheep and the goat. Oh, and by the way, do keep in mind, Judas was a follower of Christ, too. Yeah. Don't forget that. But let's look at abortion, for example. God says, thou shalt not kill, and that he hates hands that shed innocent blood, Proverbs 6:16 through 17. But this president has appointed every scoundrel he can find to advocate murdering children in the womb, even going so far as to attempt the use of force on the American people to pay for them.
That's right.
Don't question Obama's faith.
Come on.
Remember Barack Hussein Obama said December 1st, 2006, faith is not just something you have, it's something you do. Yes, we see that. Mm-hmm. We see what you are doing, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. I didn't know that it was Christians' job to advocate crimes against nature, homosexuality. This president has appointed 225 individuals into federal positions, even transvestites. Why? Oh, do keep in mind, nobody rebuked hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did. Folks, it's a lack of Christianity. Do question his faith. When we look at history, we can see many tyrants and dictators use their pretended conversion to control and to put to sleep the Christians, the patriots, and the conservatives, to conquer them by the use of the cross or the, hey, he's the good guy up there. He might look like a Christian, might even act like a Christian, talk like a Christian, and at least publicly, all in the hopes that the people would not judge him by the fruit that he bore. And the sad fact is that it worked for some because the people accepted what they said instead of judging them by what they do. We're going to come right back with the Sons of Liberty, folks. 1-877-807-9977.
Removed from the busy downtown, but within walking distance of the White House and the National Mall, the DoubleTree Washington is perfect for visiting the sites and monuments, or for just enjoying the fashionable DuPont Circle. Admire the architecture, while away the hours in a cafe, or stroll the tree-lined streets. DoubleTree Washington will be there to welcome you with our caring staff and warm cookie. Spring promotions are now being published as low as $119. Get yours now, or, like the cherry blossoms, they'll be gone quickly.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
You guys ready for this?
Let me be clear.
To the extent of hypocrisy.
Let me be clear.
Barack Obama, June 28th, 2006. This is before he became the president of corporate America. Listen carefully. Secularists are wrong when they ask believers to leave their religion at the door before entering into the public square. He's using ostentatious erudition here. Now listen. Frederick Douglass, Abraham Lincoln, Williams Jennings Bryant, Dorothy Day, Martin Luther King. Indeed, the majority of great reformers in American history were not only motivated by faith, but repeatedly used religious language to argue for their cause. So to say that men and women should not inject their personal morality into public policy debates is a practical absurdity.
Ooh.
Our laws, by definition, a codification of morality, much of it grounded in the Judeo-Christian tradition. Sure. Now, do you think that's what one needs to say to try to win the favor of the people so he can get into a place of power? Or do you think he should have said, hey, listen, I was raised up by Saul Alinsky, and he dedicated his book to Lucifer. And the end of all that we do is destroy, and who cares what the results are? What do you think he should have said?
And my father was Muslim.
Hey, Barack Hussein Obama right here, he's exactly right.
Yeah, he is.
But he totally contradicts everything that he says by his actions today, now that he is in power. By the way, just yesterday, folks, I believe it was, he said that he was the fourth greatest president that we've had in our country.
The fourth greatest? Who was the first three?
I don't know. I think he said Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln.
He likes to hook his train up to that one, doesn't he?
How about
Abraham Lincoln?
Jimmy Carter?
No.
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 Johnson was another one of them.
Okay, Johnson.
Guess who the other one is? 30s.
FDR?
Yes. That's
but
right.
He wouldn't throw Jimmy Carter in
no,
there.
No, 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 no. He's the fourth, Jake.
Yeah.
He's the fourth man. Yeah. What's he funny. Think? He's Shadrach, Meshach?
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe.
It's like, come on, dude.
Yeah, right. He's a man.
Now, what's interesting about this is because yesterday they put Franklin Graham on the hot seat at MSNBC. If you have the truth within your heart, folks, there's never a hot seat at MSNBC.
Yeah.
Or the Main Street media.
That's true.
Because they don't know how to respond to people that know how to tell the truth. What they do is they write their stories and then they throw them out there. That's what they do. And then they ask you questions maybe after.
Yeah.
And then when they find out they're wrong, then they get sued.
Yeah. What a life.
That's what they do, right? And then they'll use keywords like alleged or somebody said. It wasn't us that did it. We just reported. We just do the smear campaign the best way that we possibly can. We didn't do the criminating. We didn't do the incriminating here. We didn't do none of that. We didn't try to say that. We didn't try to suggest that.
Yeah.
We just heard that. But let's get back to the point here. When all else fails and Franklin Graham will not say that Obama is a Christian, and Franklin Graham's on MSNBC talking about how Obama is overlooking the Christians that are being killed in the Middle East by the Muslims, and how he's giving the Muslims a free pass every time he turns around, that should probably right there draw the line at the American people, but it doesn't. They just sit back and complain about what they tolerate, hoping that he doesn't really mean what he says when he's the one advocating the murder of babies on a daily basis in this country. They think that for some reason it's just not going to come home to them. So aside of that, when that didn't work, and they couldn't rip Rick Santorum apart for that, and then it came to Franklin Graham, they were hoping that Franklin Graham was going to say that Obama's a Christian.
That's right.
To discredit Rick Santorum is what they were trying to do. See, they don't understand people think. They don't understand that the American people are not stupid, right? Okay. So what happens is they have to invoke their own, and so who do they invoke? Who do they bring up out of the depths?
A true faith
to
leader?
To set the record straight about Barack Hussein Obama?
Highly esteemed.
Al Sharpton.
Reverend. You forgot Reverend.
No.
The Reverend?
Al Sharpton. Hey, let me tell you something. This guy is the dullest knife. Yeah.
Not sharp?
No.
Al Dalton?
You're a little slow on the uptake, but that's fine.
Al Dalton.
Other people at home are laughing or in their cars right now are laughing about it because they got it right.
Dalton.
Let's listen to Alfred and see what he has to say about Obama, Hussein Obama, because Rick Santorum wouldn't say what they wanted him to say, nor did Franklin Graham say what he wanted to say. Oh, and by the way, the 300,000 pulpits in America remain silent on the issue. They're still trying to figure out if a man that advocates killing babies is a Christian.
They figured out.
A man that advocates what God condemns through homosexuality, crimes against nature, they're still trying to figure out if that's God in God's word somewhere. But apparently they haven't taken the time to read that Bible. Or the Constitution.
What do you think?
And knowing where it was derived from.
My board members haven't spoken to me on this yet.
You know, it's a good thing that Moses didn't take a poll before he led the children of Israel.
Well, let's take a poll, board. What do you think? Should we leave?
Out of the control of Pharaoh.
Is Obama
in Egypt.
Christian?
Yeah. A man of conscience.
Good thing for those boards.
Can never be a leader of consensus. A man of conscience is a molder of consensus. Yeah. Ooh. This is just too sharp for me, guys.
Respect.
Let's listen to Alfred here. Go ahead, play it.
We've been hearing a lot of talk about faith and religion in recent days.
Yes, we
this
have.
Morning, Franklin Graham went on national television to question President Obama's Christian faith.
Stop. I just caught that. He didn't question Barack Hussein Obama's faith. Franklin Graham did not do that. MSNBC was questioning Obama's faith in questionnaire to Franklin Graham. Let's put it into perspective there, Brother Alfred. All right, there's one down. Strike one. Go ahead.
And in Washington, we've seen politicians using faith to attack women's right to health care. The fact is, religion has always...
Stop!
Thank you. We've got to...
Is this guy out of his mind?
He's not sharp.
No. Jake,
yeah,
come
religious,
on.
Religious rights.
He's blaming people for questioning the law. And he's turning it, that they are questioning authority, which they are, of those that are breaking the law.
That's right.
Which, America, you have every right in the world to do. That's your job.
Their faith.
They work for you. You don't work for them. You know what? Just let all the conservatives out there, just let the American people know this. They work for you. You do not work for them lawfully.
And we all are subject to the law. They and us.
That's why I said we're all in this together. Okay? We're not to blindly lead our leader that says what he says and does. No.
This is how sick people of faith. I
would go over an egg's house right now.
Yeah.
You call me immature all you want. Tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Al.
Tomatoes?
I am targeting
Alfred?
Al Sharpton.
Alfred?
I will
Eggman.
Egg his house.
Eggman.
I will egg it.
Yeah. People of faith are attacking women who are attacking children in their womb and killing them. But faith is the weapon of mass destruction here.
That's right.
It's faith's problem for confronting a woman for destroying the most innocent person.
Can I take a step back? I'm afraid that if I egg Al Sharpton's house, he'll probably come up with some new theology.
People of faith are egging...
No, that's not one.
He'll probably say
that it was some form of some being that came into existence that just egged his house, and it was a sign from what he would call heaven. Because this guy is about as backwards as they come.
I have seen two things. Both were very backwards.
Yes.
I wonder what else he's going to say.
In other words, just take Barack Hussein Obama for face value, guys. I mean, come on. And Al Sharpton, just take it for what he says. Don't pull the curtain back.
Believe what he says.
All right, let's listen to Alfred.
Always had the potential to divide us. Martin Luther King Jr. once said,
"The most segregated." Yes, sir. Got to bring in old Martin Luther King, who would have done nothing but stand against what MSNBC and this administration is promulgating. Oh, trust me, folks. He was a Baptist preacher. We would not, I believe, have abortion today had MLK lived. He would have stood up against it tooth and nail. And look at Barack Hussein Obama going to the memorial in Washington, D.C. And now you have Al Sharpton invoking who? MLK, because they're using ostentatious erudition to compare themselves unto great men. That's why they're pulling these names in. Like MLK, me and him are in the same pack. We're in the same gang here. No, you're not. But then again, you'd have to know the writings of MLK to expose what Al Sharpton's.
That's right.
His propaganda, and that's exactly what's happening here. But go ahead. If you don't know the difference, Alfred, you know what? Maybe Alfred should get a job with Batman and Robin. Maybe he should answer phones or something like that.
Answer the red phone for the guy with the red nose, Mr. Carney. Maybe they could all work
probably
together.
Probably. All right. Go ahead.
Martin Luther King Jr. once said, "The most segregated hour of Christian America is 11 o'clock on Sunday morning. Instead of praying together, Americans often let the belief that they have drive them apart. Like the televangelist who blamed September 11th on gay people, or who linked Hurricane Katrina to abortion debates. But it doesn't
this
have
is
to
why
be
I didn't
way.
Call him a rebel.
Our religious views can help us pull together. They can guide us toward justice, as Dr. King said back in 1965.
But wait a second. Stop a second. Stop a second. He's taking it out of context because there was what? Segregation issue going on back in the day, right? The other thing, too, is Martin Luther King was always invoking the name of Christ. Okay? Not man. Not standing up behind a president that was okay with what was going on in the day. No, he called upon the name of the Lord. And by the way, when they were doing praise and worship in the streets.
Yep, they were.
What were they doing, Jake? They were singing what? Gospel songs.
Gospel songs.
Wow. Wow. Let's not talk about that, though,
no.
Folks. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, the Sons of Liberty. Got one more segment coming up. Sorry about that phone call. What happened with that? I don't know what was going on with that. Any emails? Any slanderous emails? Any high fivers out there? All right. Well, go ahead. 1-877-807-9.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
Jake and Bradley are leading the way with a few others in this attempt to get Christians and Christian populists to understand that we are the new cultural, countercultural movement, and one which is much more powerful than the countercultural movement of the 60s, which has failed. So what I like about the Sons of Liberty is they understand that.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Thousands of items, 47 categories, 101 name brands. Attention all outdoor geeks now listening to this broadcast. Your outfitters of outdoor gear and electronic gadgets is WildernessGeek.com. Discover a retail superstore of emergency survival, firearms, tactical accessories, camping, boating, hunting, and search and rescue gear like the life-saving laser flares used by Coast Guard and other rescue agencies. WildernessGeek.com is your electronic supplier of two-way and shortwave radios, GPSs, marine electronics, and portable solar chargers. Plus, WildernessGeek.com has experienced emergency search and rescue service personnel to help you find what you need and learn how to use it. And the best part? Free shipping on orders of $100 or more in the continental U.S. Plus, 5% discount to all radio listeners and rescuers. Go to WildernessGeek.com. That's WildernessGeek.com, the electronic outdoor emergency survival gear superstore.
Extend your life.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our leap year sale with prices from 5 years ago. From February 1st to February 29th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extend. Welcome back to the Al Sharpton segment. Let's go ahead and finish off Alfred Sharpton with the MSNBC, because nobody else would fall in line with Obama's faith. Go ahead and finish that off. Come on, Alfred.
Our religious views can help us pull together. They can guide us towards justice.
Wait a second. Come on, guys. He's already pulled away from the faith.
That's right.
By what he's advocating. He's already pulled away from the faith. So what faith are you talking about, Al Sharpton? Mm-hmm. Come on, MSNBC.
Pull us together.
Why don't you get somebody on your show that can answer your questions and put you in the position of where you need to be? You are afraid of that. And so are your hosts. That's why when you went on the attack with me, you didn't bother to bring me into your studios. You just had to attack and hope that everything was just going to go away. No. And that's exactly what they're doing right now. Truth is the obstacle. Truth is the rock of offense to these kind of people, folks. And they don't reference truth in what they do and say.
No.
We're supposed to come together in this faith. Well, what faith are you talking about, Alfred Sharpton? You ain't talking about scriptural faith. You're not talking about Christian faith. You're talking about the one that you've derived in your own mind. Go ahead.
As Dr. King said back in 1965,
the Bible tells us that the mighty men of Joshua,
the Bible tells us,
merely walked about the walled city of Jericho. And the barriers to freedom came tumbling down.
Yep.
And we can answer with creative nonviolence the call to higher ground to which the new directions of our struggle summons us.
I am a Christian, but I don't require everyone to believe what I believe and share my...
Hang on a second. What do you mean you don't require, dude? Where's the fear of the Lord? I don't know, is it just me, but my Bible tells me there's none other name under heaven whereby men must be saved. You're in a country with the Mosaic Institution a Judeo-Christian foundation. You don't require every... I know that's why you have a problem with foreigners coming in here and trying to overthrow your courts to implement what? Sharia law. Hello? You just think that they're going to come in here and they're just going to believe and do everything the way that most people would do it? No, that's not what radicals do. They never have and they never will. This is so hypocritical, folks. It's sick. I didn't mean to have this much fun with Alfred. Continue on.
Even Jesus. I read and preached him since I was a little boy.
You must be preaching a different Jesus, bro. And his name is Bar Jesus because it's not Jesus of the Bible. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Straight and narrow and difficult is the way. Not wide and broad is the way.
That's right.
The question for America is, where is the fear of God? Hating evil, pride, arrogancy. The froward mouth do I hate. Where is all this? Where is Proverbs 6 implemented? Where is the fear of the Lord? Filial fear, folks. Not terror-stricken fear. It's ridiculous. And that's the problem. This man represents the last four and five generations that have left us, younger generation, with what we have to deal with today because they didn't preach the Word of God. Yet you ask Grandma 70 years old, 80 years old, she knows my message. She
knows liberty.
She knows it. But Alfred doesn't. Alfred doesn't. This is why they avoid people that know what they're talking about. Dude, there's just nothing else to it. And it jacks me up for a better way of saying it.
Isn't he really saying by saying, I don't require other people to believe the way that I believe? What he's really saying is, I am not required to obey what God tells me I should believe. Well, I'm not required to obey his moral laws, his ethical behavior, his biblical standard, because everything that's came out of his mouth preceding that text of what he just said, well, I'm not going to require, I am a Christian, but I'm not going to require other people. No, you're not going to hold yourself to the standard of a Christian. Therefore, why would you hold anybody else to that same standard?
What are politicians doing?
Same thing.
Politicians are doing the same thing and saying, no, that's okay. We'll just make an amendment. Or we'll make out some policy from the Constitution, and then we wonder why we have tens of thousands of them thrown down on us as the American people. Why? Because we're going to listen to man's 10,000 commandments because we've made void God's 10 commandments. It was too easy, America.
That's right.
It was too easy.
We couldn't benefit.
Boy, a Jesus that healed the sick, opened blind eyes, opened deaf ears. But
yes,
he never asked anyone he healed what faith they believed in and never told them they had.
Stop for a second.
Go and sin no more.
Go and sin no...
Lest a worse thing come upon
folks,
you?
I'm so glad that we have the people listening to us to respond and get this message out there. Folks, a lack of Christianity.
That's it.
This is why we're here. This is it. To make the distinction between that which is holy and undefiled. This is defilement, folks. This is a lack of Christianity. And nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ. He did. Folks, where anybody gets mad at Christians for a lack of Christianity, if they would read their Bible, they would see that they're in agreement with Christ.
That's right. God would show his wrath. We'll talk about wrath. God shows his wrath because this isn't an issue of, well, it's my opinion. It's an issue of his son was sacrificed for us. I would show wrath on anybody disrespecting when my son or daughter serves in the service and they go disrespectful.
So in America.
It's the same thing.
Amen. Amen.
So when people get up and their blood starts to boil, why are you raising your voice? It's not that big of a deal. It's all the deal
right now. That's right.
Because it shows no respect to the sacrifice. And
what?
If there is not, there's no sense in even arguing, debating, talking to these people.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
not their end.
Yeah. See, the problem with the Christian faith is man gets in the way,
mm-hmm.
and they have other gods when he said, thou shalt have no other gods.
Yep.
And then what they do is they disobey God, and then they blame God
yep.
for all the wars that they have
right.
throughout the world.
Mm-hmm.
Well, wait a second. He said, thou shalt have no other gods before me. You disobeyed that.
Standard.
You went outside of the commandments of God, and then you wonder why you're having the problems that you're having today. And this is exactly what he's doing, is promulgating other faiths.
Mm-hmm.
No. It doesn't matter what Christ said. I'm a Christian. He's trying to take his little sleeve onto
right.
Christ,
yep.
and he's trying to say he's just like him, when in fact he's telling you openly, folks, he doesn't do the things that Christ
right.
does.
That's right.
Go ahead.
Anyone he healed, what faith they believed in, and never told them they had to be with him in order to get healed. Real Christians help heal people and help people.
Wow.
They don't talk about it. Their works speak for themselves.
They commit
abortions.
That's exactly right, brother. He was right about that. Their works speak for themselves. That's right. And that's why I'm saying to question Obama's faith. He just contradicted himself again.
And their
we're talking about the works of President Barack Hussein Obama here. And that's what he was trying to do, is vindicate Obama, when in fact what he did is just tighten the noose on Obama. That's what he just did.
But what does Christ say?
He pushed him into the hole that Obama's dug.
If you follow me, you will depart from, the Bible says,
evil.
Iniquity, sin,
yes.
Evil.
Yes.
That's how you'll know.
Yeah.
Because you're done with all of that.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I mean, the only thing he didn't say was, real Christians promote abortion. No, it's under the guise of, real Christians support the right of a woman to choose.
Yes. As
what are you really saying?
As they omitted the grain of truth.
Totally.
Yes, yes.
And faith is attacking those women.
Let me go to scripture really quick. He that saith, I know him, Christ, and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But let's go to the positive of that again.
But they say, I know him.
John 14:21. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, Jesus saying this,
amen.
He it is that loveth me.
That's right.
And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and we will make our abode with him, and we will manifest ourselves unto him.
That's right.
Okay? And when, again, what we're seeing is the lack of the power of the church. MSNBC uses this individual because they know he's a heretic.
Of course.
There's no other reason
and
for it.
And he's on the payroll.
That's, yeah, like I'm going to get up there and start speaking. I'm up here trying to do what Dr. Franklin Graham didn't do yesterday.
Because I'm on the payroll.
Totally.
And they want me to.
I
want to
make a real quick point. We got 2 minutes with this show. Folks, Adolf Hitler, Mussolini, Stalin did the same exact thing. I want you to understand with Adolf Hitler, he killed over 11 million people. Well, the professed church was going to church and brushing off ashes from their cars, which they didn't know was some of them 11 million, that population of the human race.
Protestant.
Okay.
Churches.
What's interesting about it is modern day Facebook today, they pull down pictures of abortion. What's the difference between what Hitler did and what this president's
genocide
provoking?
That's, right.
That's exactly
that's
what he's
right.
doing, right? So Facebook, they pull down pictures of an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
But they keep up those that are advocating abortion. Well, if you advocate the crime of murdering a baby, then show everybody what you're doing. What's the problem? No, they don't want you to see that. Now, what's interesting is the Jews of the day that were murdered, they were in camps right outside of the communities, right?
Yep.
They went to these camps, which were right in their backyard, mm-hmm. that they claimed they didn't know about. They had to go help remove all the bodies.
That's right.
Okay? When they went in there, they were smiling. When they were coming out, they were all crying.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't realize that Adolf Hitler was promoting his Christianity and, on the other hand, killing millions of people. Folks, this administration's doing the same thing in the light of day with babies. You got Bradley and Jake with the Sons of Liberty, folks. For the sake of time, we're out of it. We'll talk to you tomorrow. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you'd like to check me out on Facebook, please do, folks. Bradley Dean on Facebook, double E. Check us out online, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.